Spain is cutting its budget.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis in for Bill Radke, who's back next week. Investors had pleaded with the Spanish government to make some really bold cuts early. Then it could avoid the protests and the debt crisis that Greece suffered through. Spain also hopes it can avoid asking other European countries for help from the $1 trillion rescue plan unveiled earlier this week. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London to talk about the latest in the European financial crisis and how it's affecting the United States. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what has happened in Spain?
The Spanish government has ordered a 5% cut in pay for public sector workers this year, a pay freeze next year, pension increases will be shelved, and a lot of infrastructure projects like road building, for example, are going to be put on hold.
And expound on why they're doing this right now, Stephen.
Well, this follows the $1 trillion EU IMF bailout package unveiled at the weekend. Spain has sort of rather dragged its feet over the debt issue. It's now under intense pressure from the European Commission in Brussels to get its public finances in order. And such is the international worry about a sovereign debt default in Europe, the Spaniards have even come under pressure from the US. The Spanish Prime Minister got a phone call from President Obama urging him to take drastic action. Here's Graham Mather of the European Policy Forum.
It's a good idea for President Obama to pick up the phone, whether it's the Spanish government with its deficit, whether it was Angela Merkel in Germany not moving fast enough over Greece. I think it helps if our American colleagues get involved.
Now, surely, Stephen, there must be some resentment. I mean, is there any resentment by the interference from abroad?
Well, oddly enough, there's more concern about pressure from within Europe, from the European Commission. Yesterday, the Commission said that it's taking closer control over the national budgets of the member states. This has raised the specter of political union, a United States of Europe, and this really does cause alarm in many European capitals. Yesterday, the Spanish opposition leader said the country was being dictated to by the Commission. There was a danger that Spain was becoming an EU protectorate.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
European markets are mostly higher at the moment. Yeah, London's FTSE is up about 0.25%. And the same for the DAX in Germany, but shares in Paris are flat right now. Major Asian markets had some solid gains today. Japanese and Chinese shares added about 2%, and the Hang Seng added 1%. Wall Street yesterday, stocks rallied to the end. The Dow added 148 points to close at 10,896. President Obama heads to Buffalo, New York today. He'll tour a small manufacturing plant there. The White House is calling it a conversation with workers on the economy. Now, Buffalo has seen some hard times, and the city's trying to bring back some of its lost manufacturing jobs. From WBFO in Buffalo, Mark Scott reports.
Buffalo is still very much a blue-collar town. Manufacturing survives here at companies like the one President Obama visits today. It makes metal products, including supermarket display cases, with a workforce of 60. Richard Dietz is a regional economist with the Federal Reserve. He says the small plant is an example of how manufacturing has changed in Buffalo.
Really, the story in manufacturing is that it's become a higher-skilled workforce, so a lot of the lower and mid-skilled jobs that we saw that were more plentiful in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe even early 80s have been disappearing.
Dietz says the president will find a city that has weathered the recession better than other areas.
Job loss in Buffalo began later than it did in the rest of the country and has been less severe.
That's because Buffalo didn't experience a boom and bust in housing. Even the beleaguered automotive industry is rebounding here. Last year, there were fears the local General Motors engine plant would close, but now GM will add two engine lines at the plant, creating nearly 900 new jobs. In Buffalo, I'm Mark Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at vanguard.com. and by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at GoToMeeting.com/market.
Nissan said today it's gotten more orders for its new electric car, the Leaf, than it has the capacity to make. The new zero-emission subcompact goes on sale in December. The automaker plans to boost production to meet the demand. Today, Ford holds its annual meeting in Delaware. It's been a relatively good year for Ford, with four straight profitable quarters and a rising stock price, all without government help. So what's Ford's secret? Jill Barchet reports.
Back in 2006, when Alan Mulally became CEO of the company, he had a choice. He could stick with Ford's traditional approach to the U.S. market or change things up. Dave Sedgwick is an automotive media consultant. He says Ford was enchanted with the success it had in Europe with a line of hip, sprightly models.
They were going to come up with an all-American look, whatever that means. And finally, they said, no, screw it. Let's go with the European look.
Sedgwick says the compact and fuel-efficient Fusions and Focuses are a hit over here. Americans are even trading in their Japanese cars for them.
Yes, they have good products now, and they're selling well.
That's Martin Zimmerman. He's a former Ford executive at University of Michigan's Business School.
Well, the question is, you've obviously made great progress. What are you doing to keep that rate of progress going?
Zimmerman says Ford's big problem is its $23 billion debt load. He says the company needs a pipeline of trendy cars that will sell so that Ford can keep making its payments. I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
And finally, actress Betty White hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend. She got that gig thanks to more than 500,000 people who signed on Facebook. Now there's a move on Facebook to get comedian Carol Burnett on the show. Already more than 67,000 people have gone on the page and said they like the idea. There's even a page for Carol Channing and Liza Minnelli to host the show. And given last weekend's SNL had its best ratings in two years, the aging comedian cyber push could be just what the show needs to freshen up a bit. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.